Victory Farm is a musical about the POWs who came to Door County in 1945.
You would think, why a musical, right? What about German prisoners of war screams musical theater?
Katie Dahl co-wrote the play and lyrics along with Emily Colson.
It seemed like too odd and fascinating a story to pass up.
The pair's lyrics were set to music by well-known composer James Valqua. Victory Farm is staged at the American Folklore Theater and runs until August 25th. It opens with three POWs on a train bound for Wisconsin. Both Dahl and Colson have personal ties to Door County. Dahl's family owned a cherry orchard going back generations, though they did not employ any prisoners. Still, a picker's barracks was moved to the property years later.
I got to look at the carvings in the walls of the back room where they slept, And there are a lot of people here in Door County who sort of come out of the woodwork who do have personal stories, firsthand knowledge of the prisoners of war. So we've heard a lot of those stories in the process.
Emily Colson says some of those stories came from an actual POW, 86-year-old Werner Kuskop, who went back to Germany after the war. Colson says she pressed him for stories of conflict between the Germans and the locals.
And he said, no. We all had a wonderful time. Everyone was very nice. And we said, no, so something must have happened. And
do you believe him?
Yeah.
The pair also drew material from the book Stalag, Wisconsin. Door County's early immigrants came from Germany and Belgium. Colson says some locals were glad to have the chance to speak the German language with the temporary workers. 2,000 POWs were stationed in Door County, and there were at least another dozen camps in Wisconsin. Victory Farm emphasizes the shared heritage as the POWs ride the train through Wisconsin, noting town names that were familiar to them. The story focuses on the three and the women who run the orchard where they end up. The mother and daughter are recovering from the loss of their husband and father.
Our blue star into gold. We've lost daddy to the war.
Colson says the farm workers had been vetted by the U.S. military and were not considered dangerous. That's why they were used to fill jobs normally done by local men who had enlisted.
They end up on this orchard, the Bayview Orchard, and I don't know if I can say any more without giving it away.
Hilarity ensues. I mean,
some hilarity, some moments of trying to find some common ground. I think that it's a story. What was so intriguing to us about this story in history and what we wanted to retell through the play is those moments of individuals finding common ground where maybe larger groups couldn't possibly.
Katie Dahl and Emily Colson say this is their first collaboration, and it's significant to them to have it presented at the theater. That's where they met as children and became friends through their love of the stage. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.